Now to recruiting. Safety Tay Harris of Cedartown, Georgia, was at Clemson on Saturday and spent a lot of time with safeties coach Mickey Kahn. Talked to head coach Dabo Swinney. Swinney made it clear they want him in the program, wants to know when he's going to commit. And one thing that Kahn pointed out to him was his speed. He's one of the fastest players in Georgia. His speed would make him kind of stand out in their secondary. And he liked hearing that from the safeties coach. And he said Swinney was fired up to see him there. And he likes Swinney, thinks he's one of the good ones. And he wanted to know if they'd done enough for him to commit. He said time will tell. No specific spot on where Clemson stands with him. But he said time will tell. He likes the place. And time will tell. He said that like three times. He has an unofficial visit to Ole Miss the end of the month. He also has Clemson down for an official May 31st and Georgia Tech the following week. Sumter defensive end Anthony Addison made an unofficial visit to Florida State on Saturday. That was his first visit in the spring phase of recruiting. Doesn't have anything else set, but South Carolina has given him an open invite for any of their spring practices. He expects to hit some of those up and also the USC spring game. He said he also likes Tennessee, Cincinnati, Duke, and West Virginia. He has officials to Duke June 7th and USC June 21st, and he'd like to take officials to all of his favorites before a decision. Hammond tight end Mike Tyler said Duke's been very heavy on him of late, and he plans a spring visit there March 23rd. He's talked some with new USC tight ends coach Sean Elliott and continues to hear from Shane Beamer. And he will take in some spring practices with the Gamecocks. Ole Miss, Virginia Tech, Cincinnati, and West Virginia are some others showing good interest. He also got a recent call from North Carolina. The Gamecocks are in the top eight with safety Kendall Daniels of Norfolk. And the others are Alabama, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Texas A&M, Penn State, Miami, and Duke. 2026 offensive tackle Maddox Cochran, 6'7", 270. Midlothian, Virginia, plans to visit USC April the 6th. Clemson target, offensive tackle Zaire Addison, going to visit UCLA Wednesday and Stanford on Friday. He was at Clemson Monday and was scheduled for Florida today. Offensive tackle Mason Short of Evans, Georgia, plans to visit Clemson tomorrow. And he's going to visit Georgia March 16th. 2026 offensive tackle Cale Ellis, 6'4", 285. And his teammate, 2026 offensive tackle Bear McWhorter of Cartersville, Georgia. Today, they were offered by USC. Ellis has been committed to Auburn. Of course, Cartersville, the home of one Trevor Lawrence. And River Bluff place kicker Tripp Bryant plans to visit Tennessee on April the 1st. And that's no fooling. There you go with recruiting. Tonight, here on Sports Talk, brought to you by SeaWells.